Goodbye, Sabrina.
Goodbye.
Okay, I don't know what happened here, but $100 says I get blamed for it.
Sabrina, before I go, I just wanted to say, Salem.
Where is my bookie when I need him?
Wait a minute. This looks like Sabrina's mouth. These are her eyes, and this looks like her... Sorry, Sabrina.
Well, don't just stand there, lug nut. Sweep her up!
Whoa.
Sabrina, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Except that you were standing on my tongue. How did I get put back together?
I did it.
Aunt Zelda? You gave up your adult years for me? That is so generous and a very crafty way to get rid of wrinkles.
I know it might be a little strange having an 8-year-old look after you.
Aunt Zelda, you don't have to look after me anymore. You and Aunt Hilda have taught me everything I need to know. Now I need to prove that I can get by without relying on you guys. I'm going to be graduating soon, and I'm going to be looking for a new job as a reporter. So you don't have to take care of anyone anymore.
Something. 3 months living in this house and we still run out of hot water.
I don't know what you are talking about. I take a 2-hour shower every morning and it never runs out.
Is that the mail? Can I have it, please?
Excuse me, you are not the only occupant here.
Oh, I can't believe I still haven't gotten a response to my resume.
Sabrina, you've got to use connections. I don't know why you don't take me up on my offer. I mean, my friend does write for the Village Voice.
He writes letters to the editor. He's a crack...
a published crackpot.
Oh my God, I won! I won the MTV contest!
What contest?
It's some writing contest where you... Oh, it's MTV, who cares?
How?
Based on the essay that you submitted, you have been selected to interview a rock band for Scorch magazine. Maybe it'll be the Rolling Stones. My Nana would be so tickled.
Great. You bust your butt trying to get a reporting job. She gets one by submitting a 3x5 card listing her turn-ons.
Hey, that's the way it goes. I'm happy for her.
It says I'm supposed to go to Scorch magazine for the details.
I'm out of it, Scorch. What's that, some kind of trade publication for pyromaniacs?
It's only, like, the coolest magazine ever. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't know what music I like. Sabrina, get dressed.
Why?
Well, you have to come with me. I mean, you can do all that face-to-face stuff. What I do is right.
And what I'm thinking of doing is so wrong.
Everybody here is so young. And they all look so... What's the word?
Tragically hip?
That's 2 words.
excuse me. My friend is here to find out about some contest she won. She's supposed to talk to a senior editor, Annie Martos.
Yeah, that's me. Why are you speaking for her?
Where's the little girl's room? I kind of have to tinkle.
I get it. Come with me. We'll go over the details.
You here for the contest?
Oh, my friend won the contest. I'm just along for moral support. Period. Close quote.
She punctuates when she talks.
No, I know this is none of my business, but the quotes go on the outside of the period.
Damn, that's gussy. Exclamation point.
Sorry. Force of habit. I'm a writer, too. Well, not this kind of stuff. Serious journalism.
Oh, and this isn't serious journalism.
Gandinsky Vodka just gave us 4 free cases. It's gonna be an early day, people. Our advertisers love to give me the freebies. Hi, I'm Leonard. Want a case of vodka?
No, thanks.
No problem. Want to go out for eggs?
Lead.
Too much, I know.
Sabrina, I get to go to New York and interview that band, Course of Nature, and write a 1,200-word article about it.
You're kidding. Do you even know 1,200 words?
Plus, I get to bring two friends.
Well, I doubt this friend will want to go. Doesn't sound like serious journalism.
You'd pass up a trip to MTV?
No, no. I'll go, but only because I have a very solid connection at the Village Voice. I'm just following up on the reporter job. Yeah, but you got my resume, right? Well, what does it matter if I don't know how to surf? I'm a writer, not a surfer. Fine. I'll scratch off True Surfer Stories Monthly.
Wow. You've been working the phones nonstop for the past 24 hours.
I've got to get a job as a reporter, even if I have to go as far as New York.
Why do you have to go to New York? You've already got an offer from the Boston Globe.
Yeah. 3 days a week as an assistant associate to the associate assistant. I think I'm a little beyond that.
Well, you better get something, or I won't be the only one in this house that's eating cat food.
World Examiner, Fleming speaking.
Hi, my name's Sabrina Spellman. I was calling to follow up about my resume.
Yeah, it's either in a file drawer or here in a pile. I'll get to it when I get to it.
But...
Hold on. Hello?
Okay, well, I can either sit here on hold all day, or I can make something happen.
You sent me a fax? I don't know. I can't find anything around here.
Get my resume out of the file and put it right on top of the pile.
I don't know where it is. Why don't you just fax me another one? Better yet, just bring it over. Yeah, who am I talking to again? Oh, yeah. Well, how about that? It's right on top. Well, I can squeeze one more in tomorrow, all right? 1 o'clock.
This is so exciting.
Hello, New York! Be careful, Morgan. New Yorkers love a moving target.
I would have come out earlier, but I was stuck to a jawbreaker.
Dude, remember our deal. I bring you to New York, you don't whine, complain, or talk in front of people.
Don't worry. While you gals are on your little MTV junket, I'm gonna take in the sights.
I'm not going to MTV. I have that interview with the Herald Examiner. I really need this job, and I'm not leaving until they give it to me.
The new Sabrina is feisty. Me likey.
It's just part of the hot dog. It's their way of saying welcome. They can throw whatever they want. They can't stop me from going to MTV.
Me neither. I can't wait to go on TRL.
You? You don't seem like a Total Request Live kind of person.
Of course not, but I'll blend in with all the desperate, squealing teeny boppers, cozy up to Carson Daly, and as soon as I'm on camera, demand that people stop eating meat.
I'm not sure TRL is the place for a protest. I mean, it's not like it's the Oscars.
Oh, sir, can you pull over here?
All right, I'll meet you guys later.
Oh, no. You have to help me with the interview.
Morgan, my examiner meeting is in 47 minutes. I've prepared to be spontaneous. You'll be fine.
I don't know how to do an interview. I can't write. I stole a writing sample of yours for the contest.
You did what? Morgan, what a lousy thing to do. You totally used Sabrina.
My writing sample won? Wow. To MTV and step on it.
You won the contest, you meet the band. You two meet the street.
But they have to go in.
Yeah, we're interpreters. One of the band members is French and the other is German. N'est-ce pas, mein Kampf?
Nice try. You'll have to wait in the lobby. My tooth!
Well, at least now he has something he wants for Christmas.
Hi, we're here from...
Yeah, can you give us just a sec? We gotta finish working out this one part.
Jump in with the interview questions.
I just did.
Ask him what his influences are.
So, who influenced you to cut your hair so short?
What distinguishes Course of Nature from other bands?
Well, for one thing, we're not conventional.
Don't play conventions.
No, I mean, we don't do the usual rock band thing. Partying all night, getting wasted. I don't even drink.
Well, now with all those piercings, you'd leak.
I think she's gonna be just fine.
Don't leave me. Morgan, I have to get to my interview with the Herald Examiner before my dream job gets taken by somebody else. Just ask whatever comes into your head.
This could take a while.
Oh, I've got one. Who here doesn't have a girlfriend?
All right, there you have your little favorite Canadian, Avril Lavigne and Skater Boy at number 3. Avril Lavigne, no stranger to the top 10.
Roxy, I'm going to be late for my interview.
But I need your help, and so do a million cows. Now, when we get next to Carson, I'll show my shirt, and then you show yours.
Can I just put one that says, I'm stupid?
Anybody want to give a shout out? Anybody? Back here? How about you, right over here? Who do you want to give a shout out to?
Carson Daly.
That's me, but who do you want to give a shout? What's this all about? It says meat. That's no way to refer to yourself.
Oh, no, no. She has a message she wants to get out, right, Roxy?
Okay, what is that?
Carson Daly.
The message?
What's it said? Kills meat. You guys are a member of the Ted Nugent fan club. Anything? Okay, anybody want to give a shout out that's not on medication? How about you over here?
Oh, Roxy, I'm sorry the message got all messed up.
I can't believe how hot he is and how great it is to be a Tiro!
Oh, way to fight the power, Roxy. Oh, no, my interview.
Must have taken a wrong turn. Whoa. If this is Hell's Kitchen, I'd hate to see the bathroom. Okay. That is one big rat. Hey, hi, what's up, bro? About those teeth? A little bleach will help that.
Sorry I'm late.
You are?
I'm way out of shape. I'm Sabrina Spellman. You're 1 o'clock-ish.
Well, important thing is you're here. I need someone right away.
Really? Great.
All right. Details. I like my coffee black, my pencil sharp, and someone who's not afraid to ask questions.
Well, I have a question. Why would I need to know how you like your coffee?
Well, that's what any good secretary needs to know.
Secretary? Yeah, well, that's not exactly my dream job, but I guess it's a start.
Absolutely. Yeah, you play your cards right, you do a good job, 10 to 15 years, you work your way up to executive secretary. Is there a problem?
Yeah, a big one. For starters, I don't have any secretarial skills. And when I make coffee, it comes out tasting like witch's brew. Literally.
Why are you here?
For a job as a reporter.
No. Your resume was in the secretary pile.
Look, I came all the way here from Boston. Could you at least read my writing sample? This is an article I wrote for the Boston Citizen. I blew the lid off a phony baked bean scandal.
Lead's quite catchy. But...
But what?
A reporter at the Herald Examiner needs to be a little more seasoned. I mean, why don't we agree to talk when you've had a little more writing experience and matured a little?
Oh, I am very mature. I was just at MTV, and between you and me, well, that screaming gave me a headache. Kids, huh?
You were at MTV.
Yeah, one of my friends was hanging out with a rock band, and the other one needed me there because she's on TRL.
TRL? My God, it seems like every day they're into some new drug.
No. TRL is...
Look, you're obviously a very fine writer, and you have a lot of youthful exuberance, so why don't we agree to talk when that wears off?
Okay, just a little setback, no biggie. I mean, I said I could get along on my own, and I can. Right, Salem?
What do I care? I got beat up by a rat. He humiliated me.
I thought you said you gave him a licking.
I did, but not in a macho way.
Sorry, Salem. I have bigger problems. Just butch it up.
Butch it up. That's an idea. Work out a little. You won!
Sabrina, can you help me? I don't know what to write about Course of Nature.
Well, just use your notes. Lead singer, dreamy. Guitarist, married. Drummer, ignored me. Gay? What I'm saying is be resourceful. There's all kinds of information on the internet, in their liner notes, or you can contact their fan club.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of work.
Hey, Serena, why don't you write the article?
Fine, I'll write it. But I'm taking the credit. No more fronting for you.
I would never take credit for something that you wrote. Twice in 1 week.
So, how'd it go in New York, you know, with that connection of yours?
I decided that newspaper job just wasn't for me.
Ah, of course. I mean, you'd have to move there. Plus, you need a bicycle and a good throwing arm.
It's very well written.
Oh, thank you. It came very easily. Sometimes when the muse strikes... Okay, she wrote it, but I tried to write about the band, but then I ran out of words for cute, and...
Okay, absolutely. Do not care.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Now, we haven't discussed money. I don't know what the going rate is these days, but how does 10 cents a word sound?
Oh, I'll give you a quarter just to stop talking.
How about that? I already got a raise.
This article was for a contest. We don't pay for it, and in this case, we don't publish it. You might want to send this to your mother. She can tack it up on her fridge.
But I thought you said you liked it.
I said it was very well written, very professional, very well researched, very bland.
Are you calling my writing bland?
No, I think I'm calling the author bland. Anything printed in Scorch magazine represents a certain point of view. I mean, look around. These people have life experience. Cole was in a rock band that used to open for Green Day. James has traveled to every continent. Leonard is the publisher's cousin. But the point is, when I look at you, I'm guessing your life comes down to a junior high certificate for perfect attendance, and maybe once you smoked a ham.
This may come at a bad time, but I still have some of that vodka.
When?
Worth a shot.
No.
Everyone keeps telling me I need more experience. At this rate, I'll never find a job.
What happened to the part-time job you were offered at the Boston Globe?
The job's taken by my journalism professor.
Oh, Sabrina, you really blew it. Honey, put this behind you. You've been going on and on about it. You've got to stop obsessing.
Oh my God, TRL is on. Out of my way.
All right, there you have it. Everybody loves Eminem.
Yeah, do it, Carson.
Okay, getting carried away. Dial it down. Cold turkey. Cold turkey.
Yeah, talk about obsessed.
No, I'm going to the kitchen to make a sandwich. Don't turn that off.
At number 7, it's your favorite Australian.
Love. Move! You're blocking the view.
Whoa, someone got into the kibbles and steroids.
Next time you're going to the Big Apple, take me with you. I want to deliver a little message to my friend Retzo.
Yeah, I got a message I want to deliver too. Okay, anyway, let's go ahead. We're going to get to our next question, of course, of nature. Sorry, Roxy. Cable's out! Okay, whatever you're doing, do it fast. We got to get back before Roxy and Morgan know we're gone.
Don't worry. It'll only take a second for me to turn that rodent into ratatouille.
All right, guys, before we get to our next video, I'm going to give this young man an opportunity to say something to America. He wants, or her, survival of the fittest on TRL today. What's your request?
I want a job.
Okay. What is that, the new O-Town single?
No, I'm talking about me. I know this sounds crazy. My name is Sabrina Spellman. I'm a journalist, and I can't find a job. I mean, I've gotten a few job offers, but, you know, I've said no to them. Long story short, I'm an idiot.
Okay, well, there's definitely going to be a job in security opening up here. Maybe you could have that one, okay? Good luck to you. All right, we got to get over here. How
about you? Does security ever lead to reporting on the air?
All right, cheese breath. It's you and me, right here, right now. So you brought some of your friends from the sewer, huh? Oh, please. Not the face.
Hi, welcome back, New York City. Times Square and Carson Daly, TRL.
I'm sorry, Carson, one last thing. I just want to say to all you guys out there, make sure you know a good opportunity when you see it, okay? People aren't just going to hand you your dream job on a silver platter. Well, in fact, if they give you a job carrying a silver platter, take it. What I'm saying is, whether it's an established publication like the New York Herald Examiner or a pretentious upstart zine like Scorch, don't be too proud to start at the bottom.
Anything else?
Meet Kills. Woo!
All right, guys, sorry. Sorry about that, everybody. All right.
Okay, if you call me down here to tell me I'll never work in this business again, I figured that out for myself. And that's why I'm done with this whole stupid job search and who knows, maybe even journalism altogether. And just because I don't have green hair and little metal things sticking out of my face doesn't mean I'm not a good writer. Period. End of sentence.
Fine. I'll tell Jonathan you're turning down the job.
Job?
I called you down here because I'm offering you a position. Actually, our publisher is. The only thing I'd offer you is a new wardrobe.
That's insane. Why would the publisher offer me a job?
That was my question exactly, except with profanity.
Apparently, Jonathan caught you on TRL. Liked what he saw. Of course, he hired me because he said I remind him of Diana Ross. So.
It doesn't matter. She's not interested in this gig. I mean, it's not serious journalism, right?
He saw me on TV. Do you happen to know if we taped it? Because I forgot.
I'll tell him we can't do it. Okay, what's new in the club scene?
Excuse me. I can do it.
Yeah, I get it, Bo Peep. The job's not right for you.
Okay, name's not Bo Peep, and the job may not be right for me, but I'm right for the job. I just want to make that fine yet important distinction. Can do it, don't want it.
So you take it.
Yes, please, when do I start? Okay, smoothies all around. Time for a toast to Sabrina's new job. Morgan, did you leave your laundry on the table?
No, that's Salem. He got into the gauze.
No!
Did you hear that?
Meow.